Well, she had sunglasses on, so that's kind of like a cheat code. That's like a hot cheat code.
Look, this is what she looks like.
We're still kind of like reeling from the Selena Powell podcast that just happened. Are we live? In here. Yeah.
Oh, I'm shit talking live. Hi, guys.
Yeah. Lana Rhodes.
This is her mugshot. Okay. I'm done.
No, it's okay. Lana Rhodes is in the building. This is one of the most in-demand porn star podcasts that has ever been.
Very rare, right? Have you ever done an interview?
An interview?
Like a YouTube interview thing?
Yeah, I mean, we just did one. I've done like a podcast before.
Who'd you do a podcast with?
Should I even say though? Because it's like competition.
No, screw that. We're the best.
Barstool Sports.
Oh, yeah. We're not in competition with Barstool. I mean, different. In some sort of like abstract way, all things are in competition. Like right now, we're in competition with baseball. Like people could be watching old baseball VHS tapes instead of watching this, right?
Yeah. So much content out there.
So how was you guys' little show that you just did together?
Okay.
It was good?
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty fun.
It was fun.
We had some food, too. And
yeah, she ordered me room service.
I should talk into this. I'm right so into, bad yeah, at this.
Good. No, it's good.
You look great.
You're nervous.
Yeah, it's cute. She's nervous, and she's really cute. And
I'm only good at doing Snapchat.
Really?
That's yeah, like whenever it comes to recording.
I was telling her, she just hasn't practiced being comfortable on camera on another medium. Like, you're used to the Snapchat, but you'll get used to the YouTube stuff.
Yeah, do you feel like you're sort of, like, in this box where you just, like, mostly communicate with the outside world through your Snapchat at this point, so it's kind of awkward when you go outside that zone?
I don't know. I'm just, like, so used to Snapchat and, like, the format, like, how to do it on my phone. Whenever it comes to, like, doing something new, it, like, gives me anxiety.
Right.
I don't know.
What's your lifestyle like these days?
My lifestyle?
Yeah, what really you went boring. Up to? Really? Yeah, where do you live?
I live in Chicago.
Right.
Just kidding. I live in LA for all the stalkers.
Yeah, find me. Come find me.
I think
me.
I have that on like my Instagram. So people.
If you want to stalk me, this is where I'll be.
Yeah, in LA, guys. I live in LA.
Okay. So what does your lifestyle consist of? Or like, what do you fucking do on an average day?
It's so boring. You don't even want to know.
What, just private Snap content?
Yeah, I wake up at 6 a.m. I do Snap content. Then I make Instagram content. Probably like the same shit that you do, just like different.
Adam makes me take pictures of him every morning for his Instagram. No,
I don't like
do that.
The equivalent of me doing the same thing as what you do would be me like jiggling my balls in front of the camera and like just jerking off and just... I feel like I don't really do that.
Yeah.
Why do you wake up at 6 a.m.? You could do that at any time.
You make content, right?
Yeah, you're right, though. I do.
So it's like the same thing, just different types of content. Mm. I mean, most of the stuff that I do isn't even for my premium. It's just like vlogs and stuff. Basically what people do on YouTube, but for my Snapchat Q&As, vlogs.
Mm.
But on Snapchat.
So you put a lot of time and effort into it. You treat that shit like it's a real thing, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it does good, you know, so I'm going to put what I get into it out of it.
So
opposite, I'm not sure how you say that.
Right, yes. Okay, so where are you from exactly?
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, okay, so that's where you grew up.
Yeah.
Okay, how old are you right now?
22. Yeah.
And, okay, what was your upbringing like?
Okay, so the camera's over there.
You can look at me, it's fine.
Okay. I'm so bad at this.
You're just nervous. It's okay, fine. Forget that we've been watching. There's no one here.
Dude,
okay.
Lena used to be super nervous too.
I told her.
Like, Lena doesn't care about the fact
that
she's...
Yeah, I feel like we have like similar like anxiety about stuff.
I was trying to move this so that I could not have it covering my face, by the way. But yeah,
The way I just moved it did that, actually.
Yeah, thank you, I appreciate it. Yeah. But yeah, I used to be really fucking nervous. I was telling her that when we filmed my first YouTube video, I was literally...
She was a wreck.
A wreck. Yeah, and you've seen my first YouTube.
I watched it before I made mine because I wanted to get like pointers and stuff. Yeah.
You were looking at a relative beginner.
A very, very new person. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember trying to like coax you through that and it was sort of weird. And then you actually went and did it by yourself and you were like a million times more comfortable, which now does not surprise me at all.
I had a huge crush on you and I didn't like doing it in front of you. It was weird.
You did your first time ever trying to talk on camera and you got me and I'm like setting up these lights and shit
and you're like asking me questions and I'm like it's weird. We interviewed on like almost a first date with a person. I don't know.
Well, wasn't a first date. We probably only got like at least like 10-20
okay
times.
I was still nervous. Okay, whatever. Anyway,
so the one that you ended up uploading, was that one that Adam recorded or one that
I ended up going home and doing it by myself.
I recall that. Our whole relationship is played out on YouTube. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
Really think about it. So
you literally started doing YouTube whenever you first met him? Like, maybe he was like, just like, you should do YouTube?
Almost 6 months later.
6 months?
Less than 6 months.
Yeah, because like we met and like had the conversation where I kind of told her that she should become a YouTuber and stuff, but then we didn't really start hanging out.
We started dating because he was like, I'm going to make you a YouTuber and I'm going to manage you. I'm going to take a percentage. That was like how we started dating, to be honest.
Did you take a percent?
No.
No, I never really popped off like that.
I'm just a pussy and I just fucking started to like her and then we started hanging out and then I never took the percentage.
I looked at my revenue with her. It's been 50 grand since I started, so it's really not much.
Yeah.
50 grand on YouTube?
Since for my lifetime revenue ever.
Wow.
It's really not a lot.
I want my 20%. 10 grand, that's not bad.
All right, anyways, Lana.
I didn't really do anything, but hey.
Yeah, you didn't really do shit, so shut up. But hey, do you want to be a YouTuber? I'll make you a YouTuber. You have to give me 20. I'm just kidding.
Would you enter into an agreement like that with Lana? She could be your YouTube network?
Don't do it.
Don't let her take advantage of you.
I don't have anything to offer you.
Okay, you can ask a question. You seem like you're interested in asking her something here.
What do you want to ask?
Oh, me? I want to. Do you? Is it okay if we talk about how you were a stripper before you did porn?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, so I feel like you're kind of shy. You're a little bit nervous right now, but you were a stripper, and you told me you're pretty successful at it.
Yeah, like eventually.
How did that go? Because I'm like, I can't imagine it right now.
Yeah. So whenever I started stripping, I just turned 18. It was the week that I turned 18. Before that, I worked at the Tilted Kilt, which is like Hooters.
Oh my god,
basically.
That's amazing. But I love that outfit. The girls look so hot in there.
Yeah, I did that at 17.
Yeah, wow. Creep.
Yeah.
I gotta be careful.
That's also where I met my husband whenever I worked there.
At the Tilted Kilt. Yeah,
I love how you graduated from Tilted Kilt at 17 to strip club at 18. Right away.
I was just waiting like to be 18 so that I could become a stripper for some reason, which is really weird.
Did you always know that about yourself, that you were comfortable enough with your body to put yourself out there like that?
I mean, I sort of just like hoped that I would grow up and have a nice enough body like to like do that.
So when you were young, you were like, you always knew that that was something that you were interested in?
Sort of. Like, I mean, I watched like The Girls Next Door, like a Playboy and like Anna Nicole Smith and stuff. And I sort of just like felt like, oh, they're so pretty and they have all this nice stuff. Like, I want to be like them. But I didn't necessarily think of like the sexual side of it or like what you really have to do to like be them. But I just wanted to be like them. You know what I mean?
Tilted Kilt was the entry point to like objectifying yourself for a living?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Way to go.
I didn't really realize that I was, though. Like, I didn't realize, oh, I'm wearing this outfit and guys are like looking at me sexually. Like, I was sort of really dumb and naive at like 17, 18, 19.
Yeah, and that is why it's always weird when girls are like doing double anal at 18, is because it's kind of like, Jesus, like, a lot of these girls do not know what the fuck they're getting into.
Yeah, you have no idea. Like, later you're going to end up getting married, and they're going to be like, well, you shoved two cocks in your ass. Like, how am I going to take you seriously?
Did you have that issue with your husband?
So we were together whenever I first turned 18. Then we broke up whenever I did porn. And then a year ago, we got back together. And at first, it was kind of difficult because then, you know, people would bring it up to him. He would go on Pornhub and look at the videos and get, like, really upset. And so basically I just had to be like, listen, if you want to be with me, you can't be nagging me every day about these videos. You know, it is what it is. So we had to move on.
Right.
But yeah, you know, it's difficult and he definitely doesn't like to think about it because I lost my virginity to him too.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So this is like your childhood sweetheart.
I mean, sweetheart.
I was 18 and he's like 9 years older than me, but we just like have.
Was he
like
a manager?
No.
Tilted Kilt? That would have been kind of lit.
No. Okay. He was a trading stock.
What was it like when you actually started stripping in comparison to what you thought it might be like?
I mean, I didn't realize that I could make so much money. Like, to me at the time, I remember I was getting like $20 tips. Like, they'd be like, oh, you're so cute. Like, here's $20 or whatever. And I thought that that was so much money. And then I booked my first room at like the first night that I was dancing at the strip club and it was like $300. I was like, oh my God, this is so much money.
First room, like you just like rent a private room, like so you hang out with guys like, for a while.
We did at Miami.
You like pay the house for like a room that comes out of like your fee and then, you know, you just dance for them. This was a no touch club, but I mean, sometimes guys would try to like grab your boobs or whatever. At first, I didn't know that I could be like, no, like don't touch me. So a lot of guys like got away with like touching my boobs.
Mm.
And then later on, I started being a bitch. And, like, I'd be like, I'm going to tell on you. You'd have to leave, and I'm going to keep your money. Like,
really?
Yeah, that's what you have to do, you know? You can't let them take advantage of you.
I feel like almost every stripper I've ever been, they're, like, pretty open-minded about you touching their boobs.
I've gone in trouble because girls have sucked my titties in the strip club. The strippers fucking pull my top down.
You went in Miami, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's completely different, like, game in Miami. Like, whenever I danced there, like, one time, the other strippers were, like, sucking my tits in a room. And at the club that I came from, like, it's no touching, nothing. It's, like, super vanilla.
See, I hate those kind of strip clubs. We went to one when we were in Australia that was kind of like that, too, where it's, like, there's no, like, actual sexual vibe. That's why the clubs where the girls are actually fucking for money are the better ones, because then there's actually like a real sexual vibe going on. I hate when you go to the strip club and it just feels like purely transactional, like there's no chance you could hit.
That's what it was. I mean, so those clubs are better for the customers, but these ones are better for the girls, where you're actually making more money than the girls that are fucking. Doing nothing.
I don't know. I mean, they don't need to be fucking, but I like the clubs where it feels like the girls are like partying, like they're actually having a good time, they're drinking, they're chilling, whatever.
I like tried to tip a girl in Boston and I like put the money in her underwear and they were like not happy with how I put the money in her underwear. That's, I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
It wasn't even Boston. Chris, what was it? The fucking, was it, what town was that? The strip club that we went to with Biz? Saugus, no, it was the cabaret.
I guess I can't expect more from that town or whatever that town is.
That was like the most random, like, back. It's just like, you know, I grew up in like a town that's kind of like between like a big city and like, you know, a small like town. I'm from Nashua, New Hampshire, but this was like another like neighboring town that was like sort of similar to the town I grew up in. But when you actually go there after you're used to like living the high life out here in LA and stuff, and you see how beat the girls at the strip club are, and like,
they were pretty. Leave them alone, okay?
No. No, they weren't.
Anyways, I fell in love with one, as I always do, and I couldn't touch her.
Yeah, there's always, like, one, like, amazing girl at the strip club that you're, like, obsessed with. I had, like, the biggest crush on this girl that worked there.
Really?
But she was, like, such a bitch. Like, she wouldn't even talk to me, and, like, she'd always, like,
she was probably threatened by you because you were like the new hot girl.
Like, a white version of Ariana Grande. She was, like, way hotter
than me. Ariana Grande's not white?
She's Latina, right?
Is she?
No. I actually read online that she's only Italian. But, I mean, she looks Latina. Latina.
Latina. She looks white to me.
I'm like sorry for making assumptions. I thought she was Latina. But everyone thinks I'm Latina, so I don't fucking care.
Well, you're Middle Eastern, and I love Middle Eastern people.
But you're not actually Middle Eastern, right? You're from the Caucasus region.
It's whatever, yeah. It's like back. It's not actually the Middle East, really? But it's not.
What's it by?
It's like in Eurasia.
I never looked it up on a map, I'm going to be honest.
Y'all go look up Armenia on a map.
It's in Eurasia. That's like one third of the earth.
It's next to Turkey.
Yeah. I don't know. I went to a Popeyes in the Istanbul airport. That's about as cultured as I've ever gotten.
We're going to Armenia, okay.
Let's go. I want to go to Egypt, too.
Let's go. But they're not by each other, but let's go.
Not about like while we're out there, but you don't think that they're going to like kill me for having tattoos and shit?
No.
It's kind of like, you know, I feel like they might be upset.
We're going to go find the AP.
I also, if they are like looking at you funny or like doing anything weird, I'm going to be upset.
Armenia is the type of place where if you sit in the front when the cab driver's picking you up, then they think you're a hooker.
Are you serious?
So we're not going to do that.
No.
I sit in the front a lot when I get in the Uber.
They might think you want it in your butt. Oh, I have to tell you. I think I already kind of told you. But today, last night, Adam and I were going to watch Game of Thrones. And then we were supposed to watch your porn after. And then we kind of just got tired.
Four episodes of Game of Thrones instead.
Sorry, you're interesting and you're hot. But Game of Thrones is very important to us.
I'm almost caught up for the record.
So then this morning I wasn't home, but he texted me. He's like, I'm about to research Lana. And I was like, wait, I'm coming. I'm almost home. Wait for me. And so I get home and I'm excited because I'm thinking about it in the car. I'm getting horny. I'm like, yeah, I'm watching Lana's porn with my boyfriend. Yeah. I never get this afternoon dick because he's usually busy. And I walk into the house and I like lunge over to give him a hug on the couch and I knock over this full cup of coffee.
I just poured myself, made myself a big ass cup of coffee. She walks in running to give me a hug. Boom.
Didn't even get
everywhere.
My hug, okay? Didn't even get my hug, but anyway.
You got the hug after you cleaned up the coffee, yeah.
I fucked up. Well, then I put on lingerie, wore a butt plug, watched your fucking hot ass scene with him, and it was great.
We watched you in Dread.
Oh,
yeah.
God. It was gangster.
You inspired me to put it in my butt, so then I put the butt
plug
in.
Yeah, we did anal.
We did anal.
Midday anal. I never have sex when the sun is out, and I definitely.
It's so annoying.
I never have sex.
Summer sucks
I never
for me.
Do anal when the sun is out. That's crazy.
Summer is a bad time for me.
Just because you're busy with work.
I just feel like, you know, there's certain things you should only do after hours. Like, I'm never going to do cocaine during the day.
Yeah, probably a good point. But,
you know,
day party, like, summertime day party.
And I don't, just in drugs in general. Like, drugs, when it's dark out, okay, maybe. But if you start, or even drinking.
My pussy's a drug?
I don't,
you're
yes.
addicted?
Anal just seems like the kind of thing you should do at night. Am I crazy?
Hey, we had I think that was like top three anal experiences I ever had with you in my life.
You were loving it.
I was loving it.
We did the thing where I sat her down like on my lap facing away from me and she was riding it in her butt. It was pretty good. We never actually did that. You inspired me.
Yeah, that's my husband's favorite whenever I'm like not facing him. He also likes doggy. I feel like he doesn't like to look in my face during sex.
Don't say that.
He says that's not true, but I feel like if you only want to do doggy,
I'd be offended too.
Yeah, like I'm actually offended. So now I force him to do missionary.
Wow.
I love missionary.
Yeah, missionary gets a bad rap.
I feel the best. I can kiss you like it's great.
You can look each other in the eyes. You can kiss. Yes. You can touch your tits.
I'm too short for us to look each other in the eyes, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the wall. I look down. I see you. I'm like, okay. No, yeah. But I mean, missionary gets a bad rap, yeah.
It's a great position. It's very, it doesn't have to be so like.
For me, at least, the angle.
But let's be real. Like, how many positions are there really that are getting done on a consistent basis? Because I'm going to be honest with you. It's like, how many positions do we do in the course of a month?
Like three, probably.
We do the side fucking a lot. Five. Really? We do the bent over doggy. And then
various types of doggy because they're standing up. There's on your knees on the couch while I'm standing up. There's like you laying flat. Once you get into all that, then okay, yeah, you're right. There's
we're limited because we have a lot of sex on this corner couch piece. We don't really have sex anywhere else. It's just the corner seat of my couch. So if you ever come over, just don't sit there.
Yeah, Adriana Chechik fucking nutted all over it.
She scored it all over it. And the next day he wakes up and he's like, is our couch going to smell bad? And I was like,
that makes me think that,
you should get like the dog urine remover.
Yeah, well, that's what probably should have done. We do have that because we have a cat as well.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but Adriana Chechik, like, there's always that argument about, like, is it piss? Is it squirt?
It's piss. She said it was piss.
Yeah, but it didn't smell like piss. It didn't smell like somebody pissed on our couch.
I think it's both. Fine. I think, like, I've read online, like, I personally don't squirt, but I've read online that it's a mixture of, like, other body fluids and pee.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like if Adriana fucking peed on my couch that I would know, and it does not smell
after
like
after taking
pee.
Five shots of vodka with me in the bowling alley, it probably should have smelled pretty bad.
Yeah, it smells pretty wild.
I mean, it's been like a week and it still smells fine in my living room, so.
Yeah.
But so, I'm just going to not make you sit there ever.
The strip club, mind blown by how much money you were making, but you still wanted more.
Yeah.
You wanted to get into the porn world. What was it?
Basically, like, me and my husband broke up for like reasons like out of our control. Like, we still wanted to be together. But
what was out of your control? There was the cops made you break up?
No, I mean, I don't really want to talk about it.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
You know, it's personal.
Okay, I got you. But,
yeah, so we had to break up. And so then, like, he broke up with me. I still wanted to be together. And so, like, I was really hurt. So I just wanted porn.
You're like, I'm going to get back at you. I'm going to go do some porn. Yeah.
No, it wasn't really to get back at him. I mean, I sort of always wanted to do it, you know, but I put it off because I was like, oh, this relationship's really great. You know, I'm not going to do that. And then once it was over, like, you don't love me. Fine. I'm going to go do what I want.
Right.
Yeah.
But did you really want it? Like, you had been like thinking about it? Like, this is something you'd want to do for a long time?
It wasn't like, oh, I want to go get fucked by like all these guys. I love sex. Like, it wasn't that. It was just like I said, like, I was watching these people and I thought that they were super cool. And so I wanted to try this. And it turned out really well for me. Like, you know, I'm not going to lie. Like, my life is great now. I don't have to suck dick for money now. I make money from doing other things. So I'm extremely fortunate. You know, that I can choose if I want to do porn or do this.
What was it like when you first got into it? Like, your first time doing a scene? Was it crazy?
No, I actually ended up, like, I don't know if it was because, like, I had just gotten dumped, but I actually ended up, like, dating the guy that I did my first scene with.
Oh, is a good idea?
yeah, I mean, he's, like, older, and, like, he turned out to be, like, really, like, never mind, I don't want to, like,
dope talk. Or bad?
He was just interesting. Let's put it that way. And we never had sex. We just cuddled.
So you had sex doing the scene in the porn and then never had sex afterwards?
Yeah, because he said that I reminded him of his mom.
What the fuck?
Wow.
I never heard that one before.
Yeah.
Holy
so
shit.
How are you? I got tired of just cuddling.
If a girl reminded me of my mom that much, I'd probably be like, well, maybe we should just not be together. Also, yeah. I love my mom, and that would not be such a bad thing. I mean, you're really nice. It reminds me of my mom. My mom's really nice. Really sweet lady.
I mean, I think if I really like reminded you of your mom, you probably would have known how to speak to me.
Well, I don't think of my mom in any sort of like way like that. So it's like, I don't think I would ever I could never look at a girl, like a young girl, and like think she looked like my mom.
I'm my just mom gonna is psychoanalyze 67 in my mind. This guy in my mind. And say that he was fucking too much, but he never was getting the cuddles. You know me, I need that post-sex cuddle. But on porn sets, you probably don't get that cuddle. So he needed a cuddle buddy who just cuddled with him.
No, he still wanted more sex. Like, he would still like hire hookers and stuff. What? He just wouldn't have sex with me.
What the fuck?
Like, it made me feel like why don't you want to like have sex with me?
He wanted a mom. He had mommy issues.
Did it occur to you, like, wow, this guy's really got something wrong with him?
Yeah. Well, at the time, I didn't realize. I thought that it was me. Oh, and my God. Like, I don't know, as I've gotten older, I realized a lot of times it's the other person and not you.
Yes.
So always blame them.
Always the other person, yeah.
It's never you, okay?
Especially when it's something like that, that's like quite clearly like deranged.
Yeah. If another guy in your life ever is like, I just want to cuddle you, remind me of your mom, just dump them immediately.
Did you go crazy when you got into the porn game? Were you doing a ton of scenes or how was it?
So there's like a thing in like porn. First, you're popular in the porn community, and some people just stay popular in the porn community. Mm-hmm. And then there's people who are popular in like the mainstream world, like me, Riley Reid, Mia Khalifa, like stuff like that. I mean, obviously, both of them are like more famous than
Pornhub Celebrity of the Year, Lena Dubois.
Yeah, Lena Dubois.
Stop it.
But I mean, she's
YouTuber.
Never took that huge plunge, you know, into that, which I'd rather stay in the path that she was on. I think she did an excellent job.
Why are you acting shy?
Because I'm just hiding because I don't want to talk about me. This is Lana's night.
You don't take compliments, Lana.
I don't. It's true.
Did you like right away just sort of realize that you had more of an appeal, that you were like going to just be able to sort of do bigger things?
So like as soon as I started, I was already like popular in the porn community. Like everyone wanted to shoot me. They were like, oh, you're going to be the next Sasha Gray. You're going to be the next this, that. I don't know why. Like honestly, like I wasn't that cute whenever I first started. One of my boobs was like way bigger than the other one. Like I had a lot of things that were wrong with me, like physically, I think. And people were just like, oh my God, you're so beautiful and stuff. And I really wasn't. I think it was just like a mental thing because I wanted to be successful so bad that it sort of like imprinted on other people. Like I personally don't think that I'm that great to like deserve, you know, there's way hotter girls.
But do you think you have like a body dysmorphic thing where you think that you're more fucked up than other people say you are?
Go look at my boobs.
I've seen your photos of you when you started. You're beautiful. No. And I'm just going to tell you that you're wrong.
Yeah,
right,
you're
now.
A very good looking girl. You shouldn't be that surprised that people were into you. I don't think.
One of my boobs is literally way different than the other one.
If you had a missing tip, people would still want to fuck you. Okay.
Yeah, I know porn stars with like missing nipples.
Really?
We fucked a girl with one arm. With, like, I mean,
it worked out good.
Yeah. Anyways, I can't believe I just said that. But yeah, I mean, I personally, from my experience with being around you,
are so you guys funny. Like, oh, fuck, no?
No, that was just the funniest thing everyone knows.
I don't think it's so funny. I have jokes. Yay,
so
win. No, I think that you have a face that everyone likes looking at, everybody. And I think that you're the only one who doesn't realize how enjoyable it is to look at.
It must be weird to have a real pretty face because I wouldn't know what that's like. Like, I've never felt like, oh, like, people are really appreciating me for something that I was just born with. Like, yeah. I recognize
it must feel weird.
It probably is a weird feeling.
What do you mean? You're so beautiful.
But listen to me. Listen to this. Before I became a social media personality, everyone always complimented me or praised me for everything else besides my beauty. So now when really? Fans come up to me and the first thing that they say to me is, oh, my God, you're so bomb. You're the goals, and I freak out because I'm like, why are you saying this to me? And then I'm like, wait, this is the whole image that I sell. I'm like a hot girl online.
Yeah. She was not a hot girl for a long time before she became a hot girl. I mean, the way you describe it, I just honestly.
Like, you know, everyone was always praising me for other things, like my education or whatever, the things that I was doing at work, different things.
You feel like you were being treated like a hot girl, like pretty much as early as you like started to look like a woman?
No, not at all.
No, but you were working at Tilted Kilt. There's only hot girls
right
there, right?
Yeah, but in high school, like, I wasn't. Like, everyone thought that I was weird, like I told you. Like, I've always been, like, very, like, acted, like, very old for my age. And, like, I knew that I wanted to, like, go doing this and this whenever I grew up. So I was, like, thinking that. And other people were still, like, living in high school. So everyone thought that I was just, like, so weird.
What were you planning on doing, though? You just wanted to be, like, a TV star or a movie star or something?
Well, no, I was going to do, like, porn.
Oh, you knew porn was the way early
on.
Okay.
I mean, I figured I wasn't attractive enough
You're saying that you were boring, but you sucked dick at IHOP. You got to tell that story.
Wait, when did that happen? Let's hear about that.
I was way more, like, interesting whenever I was younger.
So how'd you end up sucking dick at IHOP? I know a porn star that sucked a dick at IHOP. Smoke Perp's dick, actually, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So whenever I was 16, as I was telling Lena earlier, I was a virgin till I was 18. I never even kissed a guy from my high school, but there was one guy who I did anal with whenever I was 16.
You didn't kiss him, but you did anal with him.
No. He didn't go to my high school. He was older.
Oh, okay.
I've never dated anyone my age. Like, no one from my high school can say oh, I fucked her or anything like that.
So you were 16 and he was how old?
I mean, he wasn't that old. He was 20 or something.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't that bad.
Not too. But I suppose the past is the past, even though this was 3 years ago.
No. It's not 3 years ago, but still, you are very young.
You're 22 right now, right?
Yeah.
So this was 6 years
ago. Oh, yeah, six years ago. 6 years ago, okay.
Yes, that's math. That math is correct, yes.
Really? Feels like ancient history, right?
Sort of,
6 years ago when I wasn't in my 30s, ugh.
But yeah, anyway, so we were at IHOP and I gave him a blowjob under the table at IHOP and they did catch us, but not during the blowjob. They let me continue doing the blowjob. But then I was a really, really, really bad, troubled kid. And we dine and dashed.
Oh, my God. After the fucking head?
Yeah, after the head.
This guy had no money?
We were also drinking. No, he didn't. He used to throw me over the counter at Juul and make me steal cigarettes for him.
At the corner store?
At Juul.
What is Juul?
Oh, God. You guys don't have that here?
Oh,
it's a Midwest grocery store, the most popular.
He would throw you over the counter?
Yeah, what the fuck? Get on his shoulders and climb over after the counter was closed.
And you would steal cigarettes?
Yeah, and I didn't even smoke. Literally, I was so fucking nice.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
this dude sounds a gangster.
I was just a troubled kid, you know? And so we dined and dashed, petty crime.
He had no money. What was this guy doing for a living?
Getting his dick sucked under the IHOP table.
He was lit. Was this guy a perk dealer or something?
I have no idea. He was a hippie. Yeah.
Some hippie. Crazy. But okay, so you guys did get caught, and then what'd they do?
Yeah,
they
said,
we let you suck dick here, and you're going to go not pay?
Yeah, that seems so mean. They were chasing us. They chased me a mile, and then I told him, I was like, you go. I'll get in trouble for us.
I'll take the charge.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And so then they were like, and we know that you were sucking his dick under the table. We have it on camera. But then the police just let me go.
Really? I mean, you're underage performing sexual acts at IHOP. And
16, drunk, sucking an older guy's dick at the IHOP and then not paying. It's such an insane combination. It seems like if you're going to suck dick in the IHOP, you should fucking tip him good.
I know.
Hey, thanks.
I just did everything wrong.
Wow, this guy seems like a terrible influence. Some hippie.
Yeah, I don't think I would have done that if it wasn't for him, honestly.
So did that kind of scare you straight a little bit and make you not want to suck dick in any fast food chains for a while? I guess it's not fast food technically, since you gotta have a waitress come to your table and everything.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the craziest sex experience I've done.
Okay. Yeah. So then, yeah, all right. So how did you proceed ahead in the porn world once you got going? Did you start doing a ton of scenes, or what was it like?
Yeah, so I got booked. Yeah, basically what I was saying was I was getting booked way too much. It was too much for me, and so I actually quit for a while, just because I didn't want to work with the agent that I had anymore, because I just felt like it was I don't know, he would yell at us and stuff, if I wanted to go to the doctor, and it just wasn't right. I knew this is wrong. So I got away from that, and then I just went home, because I was fuck this, you know, I'm not going to be treated like that. And then I ended up coming back because I needed to pay my taxes. And then that's whenever I did my second run. Both of these runs in porn were only 4 months long. And then the second time I just got, you know, where I am now. Actually, I got the most famous from porn after I quit porn. All of a sudden, I was number one on Pornhub after I quit porn. It's
wow,
weird.
Really?
Yeah.
That is weird.
The demand is very high.
Yeah.
They're searching for you crazy.
But you do have plenty of scenes out there. When we went to black.com earlier today and I got to use my subscription.
Yes, we are subscribed.
It's my first time that I got to use that subscription that I've had for 4 months.
Yeah.
First time I actually looked at it. I'm not much of an actual porn watcher. I'm more of a porn podcaster.
Yeah, you know what I've been watching? I can't watch porn anymore. I watch sex dolls. fucked.
Sex dolls.
Yeah, sex dolls.
Oh, I never checked that out. That sounds interesting. I can't watch
real people.
Really?
Yeah, because like I know them.
You know most of them.
And like I don't
yeah.
like most of them. So.
Really? You have bad experiences?
I can't watch people I know too.
You've had bad experiences with the people that you did meet? You like a lot of people that you just don't fuck with and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, they weren't nice to me. So like I'm not trying to watch them.
Why do you think that was? Just because you came in the game and were just so popping right away and they were like out here just slaving away, putting in all this work and nobody really gives a shit?
I mean, I think like majority of it, like it was that, yeah.
Yeah. Whenever a new hot girl shows up in the porn world, you can usually count on a lot of the old dogs not being too happy about it.
I'm not an old dog. I'm not in porn. Don't look at me.
No. You don't count. You're not in the game like that.
I wouldn't call them old dogs. You know, it's just girls tend to be like really jealous, which like, you know, I'm not really that way, so I don't really understand.
I mean, you know what it is? It's just that there's a lot of girls in porn who want it to be a contest of who's done the most work, like who's just put in the most work. But in reality, it's like based a lot on like who's hottest, who like people just like the most and shit like that. And it's like, it's just always funny when you hear about it, because you'll hear about girls in the porn world who are just like getting super like just offended by like a new girl showing up. I've heard about girls telling like, you know, talent agents not to hire so and so because she has my look, she's got my style.
I've had people post online that I'm a heroin addict, like trashed by a bunch of people that I'm a heroin addict. I've never, like, I don't do drugs.
Really?
As you saw whenever I came in, I was like, I think I'm getting high from the smoke that's in the
literally room. Lil Xan smoked, or Selena, or who was it? Somebody smoked a blunt. That girl, that random girl that was with Selena, smoked a blunt. And, like, you could barely smell it, in my opinion. I mean, sometimes we'll be in here and we'll be smoking, like, 40 blunts in the course of a day. Probably more. Oh, my God,
I would probably pass out, like.
So you're just never on weed?
No, I don't. I got diarrhea the other day from eating a cookie that someone smoked around.
What?
Like, I can't be around cigarette smoke, anything.
That someone smoked a cigarette around?
Yes, and the cookie smelled like cigarette smoke, and I swear to you, I was sick for 3 days. And 30 minutes after eating the cookie, I shit on my bed. I thought that it was a fart.
You shit your pants.
I can't believe you decided you're going to talk about this.
That smelled like a cigarette.
Yes, I shouldn't have eaten it.
We always talk about shit on this podcast, no matter what happens.
There's something about this environment that just makes people want to open up about things that have happened with
their buttholes. Yeah.
You got in here and you went into the anal talk right away.
Hey, it was the highlight of my day. No offense, I fucked you too, but like, right. You putting your dick in my ass, I'm going to think about that for the next 2 weeks.
Has anything else crazy like that ever happened to you where like you just have gotten sick from something, like being around a cigarette? It doesn't sound like you're really like ready to be out there in the world if a cigarette's going to have that much of an impact on you.
I'm never around cigarettes, and like honestly, like I'm really rude whenever people like smoke cigarettes outside. I'm like, this is disgusting.
Really?
And like,
so your boyfriend or your husband doesn't smoke weed or cigarettes?
He used to smoke cigarettes whenever we first started, and obviously like I wasn't having that.
You made him stop?
Yeah, I stopped him.
Wow, this guy seems like he'll just do whatever you say, huh?
Yeah, he loves me.
I think most guys would do whatever you said, no offense.
No, there's like two different types of like porn boyfriends. You could get one like me, like who just does what he wants. He's an asshole. Oh, yeah. He's not like a nice guy.
Her, make him shoot content with you. Yeah. Make him do this. And she's like, he won't.
You go out and get yourself this like subservient boyfriend that's just gonna kind of do what you say, huh?
I mean, he's like a macho guy in like real life, but whenever it comes to me, like it's just like
you gotta have your soft spot for your bae.
Yeah. You fuck him in the ass with a strap on and shit.
No way. I beg him. I'm like, for my birthday, can I? And he's like, no fucking way.
That's what you want to do to him, is fuck him in the butthole with a strap on?
Just because he doesn't want me to, you know? Like I want to like push boundaries.
Why is it okay for girls to just want to fuck guys against their will? Because you always talk about this too. You always want to fucking shove a finger at my butt.
Hell no! I just want to put my face in your ass.
You always want a finger in, you just realize that I'm never gonna let you.
I don't actually want to put my finger in your butt. I got these long ass nails. I don't want to get any poop in there.
Probably if he said yes, like I'd be like, never mind. I'm gonna get poop on my finger.
I'd probably be like, you wear a rubber glove.
Holy shit, yeah. I mean, I'm just like blown away by this conversation. There's so much crazy stuff going on out there. I frequently feel this.
Do you like eating ass? Guys' asses?
Selena Powell was just going off about how much she
loves it. Fuck Selena Powell, stop talking about her.
One time my husband let me, and then like I started doing it, and then like I really didn't want to do it anymore. Like it's just like the idea of doing it, because I know that he didn't really want me to do it. Oh. And then he let me do it, so I was excited, but then I was like,
I don't actually like
shit
this.
Comes out of there.
I just want to point out at this point in the podcast, I know you guys are having a great time, but we now have channel memberships enabled on this YouTube channel. So you can go to youtube.com/nojumper and you can actually pay $5 a month to sponsor this channel. There's a whole bunch of people already doing it. You get access to these free new emojis that you can use down below in the chat, like the trash can emoji is really cool. Don't worry. And if you're a member, then we're going to be asking your questions at the end of the podcast. So feel free to drop your little donations down below if you want me to ask Lana anything in particular at the end.
Huh? Do it.
Donate.
Do it. Give us all the dollars.
Do it.
Give him all the dollars so that he can join me on my private Snapchat.
Well, you get a badge next to your name too, like a little 22 chain thing that is like whatever. Like it starts off as like bronze, then silver, then gold, then platinum. I actually had to talk to a designer and have him design these.
If I subscribe, will I get any special perks in my life?
Yeah, I won't beat you up. I'm just kidding. I won't steal your Percocets in your sleep.
I don't want them. You can have them.
No, don't say that. Somebody else is going to take them.
They've been right under your nose. They're in our house.
I don't like Percs anyway.
I don't like them either. That's why we still have them. You know I got them for my boob surgery. I don't know why they give you these crazy hard drugs and I never take them.
I don't take them
either. I don't either. I'm like, what is this for?
That is the crazy thing. Why do you need 30 Percs and 30 Xans to get a boob job?
Yeah. I took Tylenol for 2 days and I was good.
Yeah, like it doesn't hurt at all after, honestly. I'm like lifting shit after I got
your boob surgery didn't hurt?
No, I'm actually I'm getting mine removed in like a week.
Completely removed, no, yeah. Not replaced.
Not replaced, yeah.
Why
just
is that?
Because it's like uncomfortable. I just want to be comfortable again and like be able to get massages and not feel like my fucking tit is gonna like explode.
Wow.
You know?
You think that's gonna be upsetting to your fans?
I mean, honestly, like they only really care about my butt. And so if I wear a bra, like they're not gonna see.
Mm.
Yeah.
Your butt.
Yeah.
That's what the fans are going crazy about?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So
I mean, some of them are probably boob guys, but I mean, I already had big boobs before, so it's not like it's going to be like...
Do you like emphasize that? So you just like primarily are doing like butt-related content for your fans?
Yeah. So like, I mean, for Instagram, obviously my butt pictures get way more likes.
I guess my girl's in that category too, huh?
Yeah, yeah, we just lurked my gram together earlier, yeah. Checking the
likes.
I was like,
maybe you should try posting all butt pics to increase your engagement. Wow. You know?
She's giving me advice on the butt pics.
And then for my public, it's mostly like talking and stuff. I don't really, my public snap. And then premium, like honestly, like for my shows, I mostly just do like doggy and then like the cowgirl where your butt's facing the camera.
Mm.
Like they don't really care about my boobs. They're not that great.
So, really? Yeah. I feel like they're pretty solid.
They're pretty great. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like them.
Your boobs.
You're so down on yourself and your appearance. It's really kind of sad, I feel like.
No.
If I could come back to life looking like someone else and pick you.
No. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really? Yeah. I think she's really beautiful.
I feel like I have like a giant head. People on YouTube said that I have a really big head.
But that's actually like I've read about that. That's a sign of somebody like a lot of like really popular politicians and movie stars, celebrities, like they have big heads. I have a huge head. I have like the biggest
head. His whole family has big heads. They said I can't and I'm not invited because my head's not big enough.
No, yeah. We talk shit about you and your head size behind your back. Her head sucks.
I need to get surgery to make my head bigger.
You do.
Oh no, I like it.
A head implant. I like that. No, that's why you always wear your hair up.
Yeah,
because it makes your head look bigger.
It makes me look taller. I'm also 5'1", so I try to get the extra.
I thought we were the same height.
No, bitch, you're way taller than
really?
Me. I'm pretty sure you are. What's how tall are you?
5'3½". People say that I'm taller, but like
you look taller. I feel like your body shows
like
you're taller.
So many people lie about their height. Like girls who are shorter than me say that they're 5'5", and like
girls lying about their height.
Yeah, they're always like saying that they're 5'5", and I'm like 5'3½", and I'm taller than you.
That's weird.
So
I feel like they're just misinformed. Why would a girl lie about her
height?
That seems weird.
Yeah, I feel like they just like don't get measured properly or something.
Get measured properly, guys. What are you doing?
Get measured, bitch. Get a string. Anyway, I find it really interesting that you basically like got the private snap popping and then you're just like, fuck it, I'm done with porn. It's like basically like the nightmare of the porn industry.
I quit porn first.
Oh,
and
okay.
I was sort of like, for a while, I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? How am I going to make money? Then I was just like, okay, I'm going to try premium snap. And then it was just like, the rest is like history. Premium
it went snaps. Crazy.
Yeah.
Blew the fuck up. You're like probably number one or close to it.
I mean, it like varies right now. Lena is like doing really good.
We're both doing. I think we're like ranked right next to each other the whole time. We're
in top five.
It's not like we could really know who's making the most on private snap.
They just have the best selling page, the front page. So but whatever girls.
It doesn't show like rebills and stuff though. Just like for the day, like who's
shows like who got the most subscribers that day.
That's just FanCentro's homepage too.
Go to FanCentro.com. We're on the front page. Subscribe to our private Snapchats.
Subscribe.
Go to NoJumper.com. Buy yourself a goddamn t-shirt while you're at it.
If you want
to
see his dick, I'll post it on my Snapchat.
Wearing a bunny costume. Can we talk about that?
I have a lot of content of you.
So
I saw that. It was good.
Your husband, though, would not allow you to work with a performer such as myself with Lena?
No.
What a closed-minded guy.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. I'm going to go fuck her and her husband.
Yeah. Yeah, but you've never banged like a male porn star, which is what I consider myself. So it's like...
Do you want me to bang male porn stars?
No, I'm totally... But I'm saying like you haven't crossed that line for you. It's like you've already done real porn with all these guys with giant monster eggplant cocks. What am I in comparison to that?
You're just perfect, babe.
Once you fuck Jason Love and Dread, there's what no going back.
Like? I mean, I think I mostly did anal for the purpose of like preserving my vagina.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Makes That's sense to me.
Yeah.
Has your ass always been like amendable like that? Like just you've been good at taking a dick in the butt?
I mean, I definitely had to like stretch it to be able to do that. You know, I actually like broke it one time.
Broke your asshole? Yeah, yeah. How's that work?
I don't know. I just woke up one day and I was like in excruciating pain. And then I went to the doctor and then, you know, I had like all these important, at the time, everyone was telling me, oh, it's important. You have to get back to work and do like these showcases and all this stuff. Now I realize it was fucking porn. Why the hell did I go back to work with a bleeding asshole?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You know? That seems insane.
That's so crazy. Crazy. That porn they is like that where they convince
they
you
like
that you have to do all this shit.
They brainwash you. They fucking brainwash you to think that what you're doing is so important. But in reality,
it's important to their wallets.
It's fucking porn. Yeah. Except these are young girls, impressionable girls, and they're making you think that these awards are so great that it's like, you know, like the highest achievement, and that like these showcases you're like changing the world and doing something so special. And then like in the real world,
the average person doesn't know what a showcase is. Like, what is a showcase? Like the average person watching this has no idea. I almost have no idea.
What is that? What's a showcase?
A special movie based around you, and you're the only girl like in the movie. You're the star of it, and so it's like the biggest, you know, thing. Whoever has the most showcases in a year is like, you know, the best performer of the year or whatever.
Wow, really? I had no idea. That's interesting.
Yeah, and so it's really important in like the porn community, but it's totally different what's in the porn community and then, you know, in like mainstream. Real life
the
and
real
like
world,
mainstream
yeah.
people on Instagram. They don't even give a fuck about any of that stuff. You know, it's so fucking irrelevant.
I know. Isn't that so crazy? And it's so weird when you have a conversation with a girl who's like...
Probably like porn girls that you talk to that are like in that world. It's so weird. Like they're just brainwashed.
Like I had a conversation with a girl on this podcast who was relatively cool, but she was just straight up like, yeah, I'm trying to win like best tits or like best blowjob. I'm just thinking like your goal isn't to like make a bunch of money or like have X amount of fans. It's just stupid award. That is so rigged anyway. I don't buy that shit for a second that there's any kind of fairness in that shit.
I believe it's political too.
Every award show is like political, you know?
I mean, I think it's unfair to be like, oh, it's not important, because it's really important to certain people. They get actual meaning and they love doing porn. But yeah, even those people wouldn't probably go back to work with a bleeding asshole. Like, it's not it's so important that you have to fucking sacrifice
your
body and your
health.
Crazy. But you know, like, look at Riley. Like, Riley loves doing porn. She loves what it's done for her, and she actually finds meaning in it. And like,
but she's in charge of her own shit, much like you guys are. You know, that's
I think Riley is like a really good example of like a girl who's like had like a good career and done well for themselves, and like doesn't, you know, she's not like one of those girls that you talk to. I feel like she has like her own life and identity outside of porn as well.
Yeah, that's why people like her, because she's like living an actual life on Snapchat and Instagram and shit that doesn't just seem like she's just cooped up in mansions doing porn,
just,
you know?
Just like a porn person. Like some girls, you'll talk to them and they think that they have to be like, I'm such a huge slut. I love sucking dick. Oh my God, stuff all my holes. Like,
they tweet like that and shit.
Go fucking eat pizza or something.
Although Riley is the queen of like tweeting like the most foul shit. Whose dick am I going to suck today?
She knows what the game is. She gets it. Yeah. She's playing it.
But that is the crazy thing. And it's like such a thing that I like seeing unfold in the porn industry is like the directors in the industry having less power. Not that I even have anything against them, but I just think it's cool.
They should completely eliminate like the men. Like they're just like,
we just need your dick.
But that is what's happening is that like there's no dude who's taking a percentage of you guys' Snapchat money. You know what I mean? Fan Central, whatever.
Yeah, there is. But we're in control of it entirely. We decide when we want to shoot, what we want to shoot, how we want to shoot, how long it's going to be. Yeah. If we're not feeling good, our vaginas don't hurt, our vaginas aren't going to use that day.
I mean, and if you want to just fuck your husband or your boyfriend in this case, I mean, you guys are both literally just working with one person besides other girls. But I mean, yeah, that is so crazy to think that, like, because, like, face it, when you go and do porn and you get paid $1,000 to get railed out for a couple hours, you are getting like a tiny, tiny percentage of the money will ever make. Whereas if you do something on Snapchat, you are getting like 90% of the fucking money, you know?
No, and they act like they don't make any money because, like, piracy. Like, now that I make my own shit, like, they're fucking making money and they're lying, saying that they can only afford to pay you $1,000 a month. That's not true. It's not true.
Yeah, because I mean,
and you're on set for 12 hours sometimes, like, so crazy
hours, you know, basically doing whatever the fuck they tell you to do. And if you're not cool with something, you know, you get pressured into doing it. You know, it's just, it's ridiculous. And people don't have to deal with that anymore because we have so many other options.
Yeah, that's so fucking crazy when you really think about it.
I'm gonna make you shoot more content with me. I'm getting all excited.
I'm gonna make you pay me more.
I will.
Isn't it cool that me and her are both wearing yellow?
She can't believe that I took you took my money.
Big yellow. That I took it?
Yeah.
I shouldn't have took it.
Yeah, I was like, he took your money?
That was the best $2,000 I made all month.
And $2,000? I owed my husband, like, I think, like, $40, and I gave him, like, an extra. I gave him $100, and, like, I was still, like, sort of upset that he took, like, the extra $60.
Does he still work at the Tilted Kilt?
No, he never worked there.
That's where they met.
No, he was, like, a patron. He used to work, or whatever it's called whenever people, is that what it's called? Like, customers, patrons?
That's pretty gangster to be a patron of the Tilted Kilt, too. He pays the $5 a month to the patron. The Patreon. The Tilted Kilt Patreon. I'm about to sign up for that.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry. I thought that was way funnier.
Yeah, you really did.
That was so funny. Just the idea of Tilted Kilt having a Patreon. Like, I'm gonna table that. I'm going to make a joke about that on Twitter in the future, probably. But yeah, okay, so like, what kind of life does this guy have, and is it weird? Because like, I'm assuming that unless he's like a huge drug dealer, that you make way more money.
So he used to work at like the Board of Trade and stuff, so he was a what's it called, it's been so long since he did this, I forgot.
You said he was a stock trader, right?
Yes, yeah, he's a stock trader.
I thought you were gonna say a stalker.
No.
That would be pretty light.
Romance unravels in many places.
Private hedge fund manager.
Oh, yeah. So he is rich.
No, he's not rich. He was like young and he was just, he had a partner and they were doing it and they ended up losing a lot of money. That's why he doesn't do it anymore.
And married a famous porn star.
But yeah, I mean, now like I'm the sole person who makes money and he's basically, you know, for him to go and have a job, he's not going to make nearly as much money as I make. It makes more sense for him to come and like work for me, essentially, because then I can be way more productive and get way more done. Because, you know, I have to wake up at 6 a.m. and then I don't go to bed till like 1, 2 a.m. because I have so much shit that I have to do.
What the fuck are you doing? My girlfriend doesn't seem like she's working that hard.
I own like other, I invested money in other stuff. So I have tons of things that I do. Plus I'm remodeling a house that I just bought right now myself because contractors are scam artists. Uh-huh. So I do so much shit.
She's so cute painting and tiling her floors and shit. I love it.
If you are so busy that you're only getting 4 hours of sleep, you need to hire more people. That's this is my advice. Her. Yeah.
I said you need to hire more. She's like, I'm too so cheap.
I'm so cheap.
It's about your quality of life. Like, yeah. Like, listen,
I have no life.
When I think about making more money, I think about hiring more people. Like getting, you know, or paying people more or whatever, like just being able to do more but not having to like physically do more, like the idea that my business is gonna be able to like make a good amount of money and stuff and that I could like stay home some percentage of the time and watch Game of Thrones with my girlfriend.
Best
feeling
that.
In the world. You know, just to know that
hire
it's kind of
someone, darling.
I mean, you just need to hire people to do everything that you don't
but
like
the
doing.
The problem is though, people don't do things as well as, like, I don't mean to sound like a bitch, but as well as I do them.
Because you care the most. We talked about this, but you got to let go of that.
You
got to
be more selective who you are.
They're just, like, doing, like, a half-assed job. And it's, like, if I was doing everything. Like, right now, outsource like my fulfillment, like I have a fulfillment center for one of my companies. Okay. And like they've been like messing up too, and it's like I should just package everything myself.
No, they're gonna fuck up. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, people are gonna fuck up. It's gonna happen. But
no matter what,
if you could find somebody that does, you know, 90% as good a job as you, and you can actually like work towards them doing like a fully good job. Also, the thing is that you probably aren't doing as good a job as you think. That's one thing I realized with this shit is that once I actually put somebody in charge of shipping, it's like, whoa, I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
That's just, for me, it's like, because you know what it is that when you're doing everything yourself, you feel like you have so much control that you feel, but like you're blind to some of the mistakes that you're making, whereas you're like hyper aware of other people's mistakes, you know? Yeah. That's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like obsessive compulsive about like working. So like I do everything like perfectly. Like,
but if you only have 4 hours sleep, I feel like you gotta clear some space in your life.
I go to Starbucks like 5 times a day.
For what? Just for caffeine?
You're so concerned with beauty and you're drinking that much coffee and getting 4 hours of sleep. We got
to
talk.
No, yeah. I don't do anything like to be more attractive. Like literally like the outfit you saw me in today, like a t-shirt and sweatpants. That's what I wear every day. I look like trash and then I take a shower and get ready to be on camera.
And then you take all the makeup off immediately after.
Yes. Yes. I'm only attractive on camera. Like people don't even mostly recognize me unless I have makeup on or like, you know, like I got a tan.
You have almost no makeup on. I'm looking at your face right now. There's nothing on your face.
Yeah, but I seriously look like nobody even notices me because I dress like a boy in real life.
Oh, I would, if I was you, I would dress like a boy when I went out too because I'd get harassed.
I don't want attention. Yeah.
You don't? Why, no. Why is that? Most porn girls, when I think about why girls get into porn, it's usually for attention.
I just don't like it. Like, I'm very, like, quiet and, like, I guess, like, shy in real life. Whenever people come up to me, I'm like, oh, my God, how do I get rid of them? Like,
really?
Yeah, like, I don't want to talk to people.
Oh, you're very introverted, huh?
Yeah.
Have you always been like that?
Yeah, I've always been like that.
What are you into besides work? Do you watch stuff on Netflix? Do you play any sports?
She says she hates my show.
Santa Clarita Diet is her show. Everyone likes it's popular, but I personally don't like it.
But you just don't like
it. I watched, like, 3 episodes.
But you don't like anything that has anything to do with diets?
It's called Santa Clarita Diet. The mom eats people.
Yeah, she eats people. She's a zombie.
She's a zombie.
I was assuming it was going to be about diets. And no. I know what Lena's like not really into that stuff.
No, it's about a mom who ends up becoming a human eater. And she needs to eat blood and shit. It's weird. Oh.
Well, I mean, maybe when we're done Game of Thrones, we can get into it.
There's better shows out there.
Game of Thrones.
I tried it. It's just not my thing.
I don't watch TV. I actually don't have cable at my house.
I'm going to give you my HBO password just so you can watch it.
What are you making all this money for if you don't have cable?
I'm so cheap. I use the hotspot from my phone to stream the Netflix on my TV.
That doesn't sound like cheap. It just sounds almost like silly. Like it just almost is like there's got to be some bad repercussions from that.
Also,
right?
I'm a little bit too lazy like to call Xfinity.
You need to hire more people.
I know.
Get one person that you trust as your assistant. I'm telling you.
How do you find an assistant? Like I can't put ads on like Twitter or Instagram because like
it could be
a guy pretending to be a girl and then like fucking rape me and kill me.
Yeah, that could definitely happen.
That could definitely happen.
Yeah. No.
There's people out there who have great assistants. They somehow found them.
I sympathize with you as well because it's very hard to hire people. They think of stuff all the time that it's like, damn, that would be cool. You could hire someone like to do that, but how am I going to find somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do your own laundry and stuff. I was telling her I hired my sister to do all that stuff.
You don't need to do your laundry.
She throws her clothes away and gets a new one.
You got to think about how much money you're making per day and then think about how much that basically equals out to per hour. And then you got to be like, wow,
I
can't do my laundry anymore because it doesn't make any sense for me to do my own laundry. Yeah. You know?
I used to do his laundry ever since we started dating. And then, you know,
don't still do it.
I hired people to do your laundry and everything else for you, you know, but then when I started camming and I was literally like, my time is money. Then I was like, I can hire someone and pay them way less than what I make per hour. But then they do my fucking laundry. They go to the grocery store for me. They do all this shit for me. It's great.
Yeah, I need that.
It's funny how people probably want to hear you talk about like stretching your butthole out, and then instead we're like telling you how to manage your business.
That's not my life, though.
Like, that's what they want, though. I'm thinking.
I know that's what they think.
Yeah, but they're sickies. They're fucked up.
You know what, though? I feel like they get that content from you. Yeah, that's all there is of you out there. They don't have this part of you.
Give me an example of the kind of thing that we could see on your private snap.
On my private, I mean, me and Lena. Right. Me and Riley.
Today you and Adam in a bunny suit.
No, Sorry, you can't just shit.
No, I'm just kidding. But I did have sex in a bunny suit recently, and I just want to call attention to that.
I'm excited that you're a little excited about your own porn career, because I can get you.
I saw it, and it looked really good. You guys did an awesome job.
I'll show you this clip of his dick that he probably wants to show off later.
I just think it's funny that I had sex in a bunny suit. You know what? I was thinking about this. I might be one of the only people that could become a furry by accident, because nobody ever has sex in a bunny costume by accident. I had sex in a bunny costume just because it was necessitated to get the job done. But it's like, and one of my friends was asking me, like, did you like it? And I'm like, well, I didn't dislike it. Maybe I'm a furry.
Maybe.
Maybe if I open my mind more, I'll find out that I'm a furry. Are you a furry?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Oh, it's like people who get off on the idea of wearing like these big furry like animal costumes and shit.
That's kind
of
weird.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. But I am one, so.
I was really impressed. Leno was telling me that, like, you can last, like, as
long. Oh, she was like, does he stay hard? I was like, oh, yeah.
You stayed hard in a bunny costume and while filming. Like, that's fucking impressive.
Why, your man's have a hard time staying hard?
I mean, during filming and stuff sometimes, because, like, he'd rather just, like, have sex.
Oh, he starts to lose it?
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't last, like, very long either, like.
My problem when we were having the bunny orgy, as I'm now going to call it, was just that I was getting too into it. I had to keep stopping because I was about to nut.
Yeah, see, oh my God. So we can stop, and I'll literally slap his dick and be like, no. And he'll still come, even outside of me.
Wow, really?
Yes.
He needs to work on his control.
Are you on birth control?
I got off of it.
Why?
Are you going to have a kid?
I was thinking about wanting to have kids, but it's just like, don't want to have to Snapchat whenever I'm pregnant. So I need to have like this done, and this done first. And it's a fucking process because taxes keep stealing all my money.
Whenever I think about like the idea of having a kid, I just think about like, man, I would have to hire a bunch of people to like facilitate the rearing of the kid. I would get a
night nanny. Hello? What do you think? I'm going to fucking not take care of the kid?
Yeah, but you need to have other people who work for us so that they can do all the shit that you don't want to do.
All of my family is here. They would fucking help me with the kid.
I don't trust them.
My grandmother has raised like 20 children on her own.
I'm just kidding. Most of your family seems nice. But you also claim to have like a pedophile in your family.
I have one weird uncle who you probably don't want to hang out with when he's drinking, okay?
Listen, my kid ain't going around. If I have a girl, she is not going around that dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah, obviously. Anyways, now we're talking about my weird uncle. I'm going to take care of our kid when we have it, and I'm going to hire people to help me with my business. That's logical. That makes sense.
Right. I'm going to get a night nanny, though, because I need a lot of sleep.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah, you need a lot of sleep. You sleep 4 hours.
Yeah. No, yeah. I would love to hire somebody 8 hours a day. You kick it with the baby while I'm sleeping. I don't got to wake up.
You're not the one who's going to have to wake up and feed it fucking milk from the titties. That's going to be my job. You're gonna
I'm not waking up in general. I'm going to have a night nanny now that I know the term for it.
Yeah, it's a thing. Like, you can just hire someone at nighttime, then you can be like
on that babysitter self perfect.
During the daytime.
Yeah, because otherwise you're gonna be a bitch to your kid. If you have the money for it, hell yeah, get a
I'm probably
nanny.
Gonna end up being a single dad anyway, because she's gonna be off doing Zans and shit.
No, she's not.
I'm like, I was about to say, you keep talking about when I have a kid, when we have a kid. Excuse me, right. I'm gonna give birth to the child.
No, the dude doesn't give birth. Dude just inseminates and then goes off on his merry way and makes YouTube videos.
I like that better though, that he's like, oh, I'm gonna have a kid, because my husband's like, you're gonna have a kid. Like, he's like, you're a baby.
I'm that's
like,
literally no, what she's complaining baby. About.
I'm complaining because we've talked about having kids, and I'm like, are you taking it back? Like, are we not having, why are you talking about your kid?
No, we could have a kid. It's just like, I don't want to be like.
I know you want to be a bad dad. I get it.
Not a bad dad, but it's just like, I'm going to need to like facilitate a way that it like.
No one's going to stop No Jumper just because we're going to have a kid.
If I had a kid, then No Jumper would be threatened.
No,
the kid would be the greatest enemy to the growth of this channel.
No, it's not like
all right, definitely not procreating with you if that's your fucking beliefs about children.
Listen, I just have to find a way to make it work.
Who's gonna inherit No Jumper when you're old?
Henry, my little guy.
Well, is that a cat?
It's his nephew.
Oh,
although we used to have a cat named Henry, and Chris Long killed it.
Chris Long? I didn't
kill it. He did.
All right, I'm going to have to hear about this after this podcast.
He let it get really hungry and it ran away.
Now I'm mad at my boyfriend. Anyways.
Wait, what did I say you don't like?
Let's talk again, about
yeah.
Whatever it is, you're confused.
Nothing.
If I can nut in you, then that's all you should worry about. Like, you won after that.
Okay. That's all I should want is a nut? That's all I should aspire to.
I'm just saying, everything else after that is just details.
I mean, you're going to have to help me raise the baby.
Yeah, but I'm saying also I'm going to probably like hire some dudes.
I know you're going to sit in the corner and play Tetris while I'm like teaching the kid how to count and stuff.
That is so crazy. It feels like if I had a kid, then all of a sudden Tetris would like, oh, see, there's something I got to stop doing.
You're going to be 40 soon. We're going to have kids at some point. Get used to it.
You need to slow down.
What am I doing? So bad? I'm just smoking weed playing Tetris.
I'm just saying, like, we could still have our fun life. We could still have threesomes. We could still go to the strip club. You could still play Tetris. But we're just also going to have a kid.
Why do you guys think that? Like, my husband's like, oh, we can't go on vacation anymore. We can't do this. Vacation's better with a baby, I think. Like, then you can take it in the ocean.
You ever been on a plane with a screaming baby?
Whatever. You can do so many more. You can take it in the ocean while just leave it there.
I mean, I would say that we'll have enough money where we can go on weekend trips without our babies, and it'll be great. We have, like, fucking time where we get to FaceTime them. We'll miss them.
That's true. I can make my mom take care of it.
We have all of our family here. We are so lucky. All of our family is here now.
God, my parents meeting your parents would be so weird. It's like Flintstones meet the Jetsons.
I imagine that if we actually do buy this house in the next year, then that we're probably going to have some sort of gathering where our families meet.
Oh my God, that's going to be so crazy.
I know.
My dad just loves meeting random people from different ethnic communities, so I could just imagine him being like, so, the Armenian genocide. What was that all about?
Which is tomorrow.
Is it really?
The remembrance is, tomorrow. So you'll see a bunch of cars.
What are we going to do? What am I going
to
wear?
Oh, go leave to the airport early, by the way. I don't know what time you're flight.
Is it going
to
be packed?
There's going to be a march that gets a lot of streets blocked off.
I'm not
off.
Telling them. We can't tell them what time my flight is.
Oh, I won't tell them. But anyways, just plan ahead. But yeah, we're going to have two family gatherings because my mom's side and my dad's side can't be together. So
my parents have to go to both and just act like it's all good?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Why is this all about us now? You ask her a question now. Turn it around.
No. Oh, you guys can keep talking.
Tell like them watching. About why are you excited to have a kid and what kind of kid do you want? You told me this in great detail.
I really want a girl.
One girl.
Yeah, one girl. Basically so I can have like a mini me and we can wear matching hairstyles.
Oh, this is gonna be so fucked up. They're gonna make a documentary about this one day.
And just like for the cuddles, you know.
That's why you want the kids, just to
cuddle. I will cuddle you.
I want to raise a baby and like just like try to make it like as amazing as it can be. I'm not a mom yet, so I can't really.
If you had a baby right now, who would be the godmother?
The godmother? I mean, I wouldn't have one.
You like, wouldn't do that?
I'm not really like close to anyone, honestly. Like my two best friends live in like different countries and we FaceTime.
Really?
Yeah.
Who? Are they porn stars?
Retired, yeah. One of them's actually having a kid right now.
Whoa.
I'm really jealous.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We did a Q&A on my channel and we got to the question about kids. We just spent like fucking 10 minutes on that one. We're so like maternal. It's fucked up.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. Wow.
The clock is ticking.
The clock is ticking.
No, you're so much younger than me. Don't say that. I gotta go freeze my eggs next weekend.
What? I feel like, what if I can't even get, like Rico Reckless was talking yesterday about
Don't say it. I know what you're going to say.
Rico Reckless doesn't think he can get a girl pregnant.
Oh, don't say it.
But this is the thing. He's like, oh, I nut in girls all the time and they don't get pregnant. I'm like, I never nut in girls.
Huh? How does he know if they got pregnant or not?
He just thinks that he's done so much ecstasy and shit that his cum might be messed up.
I'm scared that what if I can't get pregnant because what if? Like, I just feel like it's so common. But... I
How
can't.
Long have you been on birth control?
I've never been on birth control.
Really?
Yeah.
And you've never been pregnant?
He doesn't come in me.
Oh, really?
No.
I have amazing accuracy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
pretty effective, though.
Yeah. My doctor told me I'm really fertile, though, so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then you can definitely have a baby.
I should ask. That's usually what that means, yeah. I should ask my doctor to tell me what's up with my nut.
Yeah. A jar? Give it to him.
Think about it. Doc? What's up with this?
Dr. Francis, I'm sorry that we're talking about you on this podcast.
Hey, Doc, what do you think of this nut? Check it out.
I actually know a really good sperm count test that you can do from home.
Oh,
and
I'd
you
love
can
to
actually
do that.
See your sperm on your iPhone.
What is it? What is this, an app?
See my sperm. So they give me some pics of some of them? Aren't there like millions of them in one nut?
You download the app and then you, it only works with iPhone, I think. And then you like... Not on the little film, and then you put it on the camera on your iPhone, and you can literally see the sperm swimming around.
Is the whole point to see the sperm, or to know your sperm count, or what?
Yeah, to know your sperm count, and then you can, you know, send it to a doctor if it looks weird or something. But they tell you like this is abnormal, that's abnormal.
Why did you do this test?
And it's like, oh no, I sell them. Yeah.
You sell them.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that you're advertising on your story.
On my story.
I noticed you've been getting some brand deals for like male dick enhancement stuff.
It's her business.
You started it.
I mean, I don't really tell people about it.
Get right in the mic. Wow, that's cool. I had no idea that that was like something you could do. Lena, let's start a dick pill company.
Okay.
We were thinking about, I think we should start like a porn company. Like a real like subscription site.
I mean, but Snapchat does better. And I was talking to Riley today and she's like, her Snapchat does better than like a website. Yeah.
Really? Well, hey, revenue diversification.
I'll let you be the director of my Snapchat. We could have Adam the 22 weekly specials if you want.
No, that's what I'm saying is that if we had that site, then me and you could like, we could appear in some percentage of the content, but then we could also just like direct it. So it's like.
You have to do less work.
I would want to like. Just like home me up with one of like the male talent and like that's my dude and I'm just gonna like have him not drilling you but like other.
Yeah, I know. I'm not gonna have any of the fun. I get it.
You think that's what you want to do? Your big idea for this?
Hey, if you're gonna have your own porn company and you wanna have a three-way with another girl, I think I want to be involved.
Another girl?
Another dude, I mean.
A three-way with another dude. So me, another dude, and then another dude.
Really, I know a really hot guy. Yeah, that I want to have a three-way with, but my husband said no.
You asked him. Doesn't seem like the kind of guy that would be into that.
It's his friend from the gym, and I literally don't. I don't want to sleep with anyone. And then I saw this guy, and it was just like he was so beautiful.
Really?
And so like I was like hinting at him, like he really didn't get the hints. And so then I straight up asked him, and he was pretty upset. So yeah. I like want one of my friends to sleep with this guy, so then like I can like hear like what it was.
If Lena says some shit like that to me, I'm locking her out the house. I'm taking her keys, get out. I'm changing the code.
Because he talks about maybe doing a three-way for my Snapchat. So now since he said no, I'm like, okay, we're not having a three-way for my Snapchat.
Right.
Why does the guy get to sleep with other girls? But one time I find someone that's just like so attractive out of this world and I can't sleep with them.
I feel
that's
like,
probably why, because your description. If Adam was like, this girl is the hottest girl I've ever seen in my life, we have to fuck her.
If I said anything like that, that would be bad.
We're not fucking her.
She is so hot. She's hotter than you. Let's bang. And she would be like, what? No.
Yeah, it's just not gonna. Sorry, sweetie. Next time you gotta sell.
And this guy seems—he seems kind of like insecure anyway. Like he seems like the fact that he was like so bothered by you having all the porn out there.
He's also Middle Eastern, like Lena. So like they're very different, like culture, like controlling. Like they're not gonna let their woman sleep with another man. Like he used to.
They're all racist as hell too. Probably hates the fact that.
before I did porn, he cut up all my shirts that he thought were slutty. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, now he like.
When you date a Middle Eastern guy, you have a fucking curfew, okay?
Listen, I feel like I know so much about what like Middle Eastern dudes are like from going to this blank
gym that
no name for allowed, but there's a gym we were going to for a while. I just didn't know guys talked like that anymore. And I say that, you know what me and my friends are like, but I just did not know that it got that like I was blown away on a daily basis by some of the shit I was hearing.
It's very misogynistic.
Shit they would
culture.
Say in front of girls who were just working out of the gym.
What did they say?
And just like the most crazy sexist shit ever. And I'm not thinking of him as a dude, I'm thinking of him as a business owner. I'm just like, my God. Like you can just say that? Like what are you fucking
crazy? I mean you
crazy?
Can't. People notice.
I'm like, holy shit. I felt like I was getting sued as I was like hearing these things be said because it was so obvious that somebody should get sued.
It's very
Not to say all Middle Eastern dudes are like that. I'm sure plenty of them are nerds, but a lot of them are fucking wow boys.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, hope that works out. How you feel like he's gonna feel about this podcast?
Oh, God, I hope he doesn't watch it. I've said, like, too much.
Yeah, I feel like he's probably going to see it. I just want to check out.
We love
out.
You. You're a great guy.
Yeah, I'm sure you're a great guy. What's his name?
As you saw it on her ass, babe.
Lena is hot AF.
Lana. Don't think they're talking about me. They're talking about Lana.
Lana is hot AF. She has a sexy body. Love ya. That's what Miguel Ramirez said.
Wow. Shout out, Miguel.
Impatient 07 donated $2 and said RIP pump. Just so everybody knows, that's a troll. Would you smash Alex Jones? Do you know who that is?
Me? I don't know who that
Let
is.
Let me pull up a photo. I'm gonna Google Alex Jones.
What does he do?
Shirtless. What does he do? That's a good question. This is a photo of him right here. Could that guy get it?
I mean, nobody can get it because I'm married.
Right, but like if you weren't Alex Jones, I mean, no?
Obviously, you know, I think we already know the answer.
That's a very good point. Yeah. This dude donated $2.99 and said, hell yeah, Chicago baby, Jewel slash Osco. Do you go there as well?
The grocery store. Remember, I was stealing the cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. But that was at the Jewel, right?
Yeah, the Jewel Osco.
Somebody said, I'm catching a contact STD just from watching this video. I think that, honestly, that was probably about the girl that we interviewed before you.
Yeah, I've never had an STD.
You never had one, even being in the porn world? That's amazing. It's pretty cool. It's not many girls who could say
you're
that.
Only in the porn industry for like 8 months total, is what it seems like.
Yeah, like 8 months I actually shot.
But there's so many girls that claim that they get STDs like the fucking day they get in the game.
I mean, I feel like there's other stuff that you get, not necessarily like chlamydia or gonorrhea.
Urinary tract infection stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like just stuff that like makes it like, you know, not the way that it was before.
Definitely. Okay. Anything that we should talk about before we wrap this?
I want to say one thing.
What?
Lana started a YouTube channel. You need to go subscribe. It's called, you want to shout out?
Butts and Vlogs.
Butts and Vlogs.
Butts and Vlogs.
Go subscribe
to her
channel.
That's a great, great name right there. Honestly, right? Though.
I don't want to use my name because then YouTube would like automatically discriminate against
me. I feel like
me.
Having butts in the title would probably be more likely to get.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But it could be a workout channel.
Right.
I don't post anything bad on it, though.
Elijah Daniel had the F-A-G-G-O-T word, and he got like his whole entire channel demonetized for it, I think.
Oh, wow.
What word?
F-A-G-G-O-T.
Oh.
I don't know why I'm not saying faggot, but, It just...
becoming less problematic as this podcast goes.
YouTube's crazy.
Yeah.
Just like the words. There's just certain words I don't want to say, and I love saying cunt, too.
I love that word.
I love saying cunt.
Cunt.
You sick cunt. But I have a video monetized that did 500,000 views this week that I say cunt hella times in, so.
You're mad cunt.
This podcast has no chance of making any money, for the record. Anytime I interview a girl, no way.
She's fully covered up. She's wearing fucking sweatpants.
It does not matter.
Sweatpants on. I have two layers. I have shorts and sweatpants.
Yeah, you convinced me to wear these booty shorts.
Listen,
and you left those sweatpants
almost
on.
Every time I do a podcast with a woman, we end up talking about like incredibly sexual, explicit stuff. But I feel like if I did like an Adele interview and we didn't swear at all, that I would still get demonetized.
Because she says a pussy?
Just for being a girl. And I told a YouTube employee that, a female YouTube employee that, and she just like laughed at me like as if I was crazy.
It's hard out here.
You met Susan Wojcicki from YouTube? Yeah. How was that? She was doing perks? If she was hanging out with you in Juice WRLD, that's all I'm saying. You know, what's a perk? Just kidding. Okay. Anything else we should talk about?
Is there anything you want to say?
Get your private snap.
Yeah, get our private Snapchats, fancentro.com.
If you, not that I want this to happen, but if you did get divorced, would you be back in the porn game?
No.
No, you're over it.
Yeah.
If you did get divorced, would you fuck us?
It would be weird.
Why? Because I'm white?
Yeah, I like Middle Eastern guys.
Really? Yeah. That's your kink?
Yeah.
My kink is fucking while watching The Office.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
No.
No.
I do like it, though. And also, I'm a furry now.
Shut up.
No, I really do like The Office in the
background.
This
is the greatest podcast in the world.
No, Jennifer, coolest podcast in the world. Let's get Bossa Nova. I want some steak.
I'm starving.
Oh, hell yeah. Awesome. All right.
Love
appreciate
you guys.
Love you. Become a member of this channel. Just so you know, if you go to the YouTube channel, there's a button that says join or become a member or some shit. $5 a month. You can get a badge. It's really cool.
It's really amazing.
There's like six people who've done this so far. I don't know. There's probably more than
Shout
six.
Shout out to those six people.
I got to actually go check the numbers and see how many. But hey, appreciate you guys. Hopefully you enjoyed this amazing content. And what a great day of stream. Three fire live interviews, and then I did one that we're going to put out in a couple of days. Amazing. All right. Hey, appreciate you guys. No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Blah.